My guest on Book Notes this month is Carla Dupree, who is the new executive director of City Lit Project. She's taken over from the founder, Greg Wilhelm. Welcome, Carla. It's so lovely to have you at WBJC.
Thank you, Judith. I'm so happy to be here. Very excited.
So, Carla, the fact that you have gone through the MFA program as a fiction writer at Johns Hopkins and are working on a novel yourself at the moment, the fact that you also are part of the Maryland Arts Council and now this new job as the executive director, how do you see all of that feeding into your position with City Lit?
I tell people I've been an arts advocate since I was knee-high to a duck. That means I've always been involved with supporting the arts, supporting artists, but I'm particularly involved in supporting literary artists. Because a lot of times when people talk about the arts, they talk about the performing arts, they talk about dance and music and all this and visual arts, but rarely do they talk about the literary arts. And I think it's just as important, if not more. To me, if we can put books in the hands of our youth, if we can allow them to be empowered by telling their stories, I mean, that's a great way to build a future. As far as I'm concerned, it all mixes in together. I've always wanted to be a writer. The fact that I'm working on getting this book published is a big thing for me, and to me, a big thing for City Lit. I always believe that writers understand the process. We understand facing a blank page. We understand the process of trying to get your story out. Everyone has a story. It's just a matter of how we tell it. And the fact that City Lit Project is looking for ways to partner with different literary arts organizations. We just formed a partnership with UB Blake. We'll be having our City Lit fundraiser there, our first one. And our hope is that we get all these writers in the room, not just to support City Lit, but also to support the fact that Baltimore has a thriving literary arts community, and some don't know about each other. And our hope is that they get to know each other, that they do have a commonality in terms of writing and supporting the written work.
Now, obviously, the flagship for City Lit is the festival that you hold every year. But I know the big part that you play also in the Baltimore Book Festival, which is coming up later this month. And one of the programming partners, along with Enoch Pratt Free Library and the Ivy Bookshop. And I'm thinking that certainly the highlight will be the Empathy Exams author, along with her husband. Won't you tell us about that collaboration?
Yes. Our two keynote authors this year for the Baltimore Book Festival on the City Lit stage will be Charles Bach, the author of Alice and Oliver, and Leslie Jameson, the author of The Empathy Exams. They're husband and wife team. They're New York Times bestsellers. Charles' book, Alice and Oliver, is about the heart-wrenching story of a cancer and a marriage. We think readers will be fascinated about it because it's not your typical grief story, but it allows you to understand how relationships and marriages work. Leslie Jameson, we're very excited about the empathy exams because it allows us to understand what it means to feel someone else's pain, to understand what exactly pain means from someone else's perspective. Our audience will be introduced to these fascinating writers, as well as 60 authors will be presented on our stage this year. And to me, that speaks to the support that City Lit Project has offered over the years of nurturing readers and writers in this region.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to Carla Dupree, the new executive director of the City Lit Project, which will have a very prominent platform at the Baltimore Book Festival. This is 100% free and open to the public, running from September the 23rd to the 25th at the Inner Harbor. More detail at citylitproject.org, also baltimorebookfestival.org. Thank you so much, Carla, for coming in, and good luck with the future.
Thank you so much for having me, Judith.